Is it possible to convince someone who is gay to become straight? That's been at the heart of a debate that's in Parliament this week. Amongst those taking part in this debate was the gay rights campaigner Peter Tatchell and Dr. Mick Davidson, who thinks that therapy can actually change your sexual orientation. It's an incredibly difficult issue to try and wrap your head around for some people. The therapy is used to counsel people who don't want to be attracted to those of the same sex, but has been banned by some professional bodies. We'll be speaking to Dr. Mike Davidson in just a second's time. And Reverend Colin Coward joins us, who's from the group Changing Attitudes. We'll start with yourselves, Colin. What do you make of this suggestion that you can be cured, changed, from being gay to straight?
I don't think you can be cured, and I think that most of those who attempt such therapy admit that it's not a cure. It's a way of living and accommodating yourself to the fact that you think that it's not okay to be gay, because for centuries Christianity has been very homophobic and has taught that it's not acceptable to be gay. So that's where the problem begins, and this is simply a way of trying to help people adjust to that, their internalised reality.
Okay, Dr. Mike Davidson, you subscribe to the fact that you can actually receive counselling to change from being gay to straight. Can you hear me,
Great,
Dr. Mike?
Sorry,
Mike, can you just... Sorry, just start again for us. We missed the start of your answer then. Apologies.
Certainly, I think people should have the opportunity to seek professional help in that. Unfortunately, it's being shut down by the UKCP and BACP on quite the wrong premise, I would say.
Okay, I mean... The Reverend Colin Coward just put the point forward that it suggests that being gay is an illness if you're offered counselling.
No, not at all. There are many things we do in counselling. People who are obese, for example, might seek support from a psychological point of view. It doesn't mean that they're mentally ill.
But there is something wrong with being obese, isn't there? There are many health implications associated with being overweight, and it's clinically proven to end your life quickly.
Well, there is a great deal in terms of the mental health issues that gay folk experience. Unfortunately, that's just a fact and is well corroborated in the research, and therefore I think the starting point is not how sick somebody is. The starting point is what are their therapeutic goals, and are these goals realistic? Should they be entertained? And can a therapist work with the individual to try to seek the goals that would make them more comfortable within their own skin? I think that's where you start.
Reverend Colin Coward, I mean, there are issues associated with being gay, higher rates of depression, higher rates of suicides. What would be the matter with counselling someone who genuinely wanted to change from being gay to straight?
Because the problem is not in the being gay, the problem is in the depression and the suicidal thoughts. I'm gay, I'm a priest, I'm a psychotherapist, and I know perfectly well from my own experience it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm gay. It has everything to do with Christian prejudice. And therapy of the kind that Mike is advocating is simply colluding in Christian prejudice and does nothing for the health, the real health of a gay person.
You disagree, Mike?
I do. I think we've got to get to the point in this country where we give adult people the credit to follow their own minds. I realize that there is prejudice in society. I think the church increasingly is putting up its hand and saying we have got it wrong in many ways in the way we have dealt with this issue. But that's a far cry from saying that... all of this and the mental health problems that gay people experience are because of internalized systemic homophobic prejudice in society.
So don't we need to change society rather than the person who's subjected to the prejudice?
Well, you know, that's a very big ask, and there is no scientific evidence that is saying that the mental health issues that gay people are experiencing are from societal pressures. It may well be.
Well, that's simply, Mike, that is simply wrong.
No, Professor Michael King of the Royal College of Surgeons, of Psychiatrists, has argued and has stated that we simply don't know. There is no scientific evidence that says that all of this emanates from within society.
Okay, Colin, you disagree?
Yes, there's plenty of psychotherapeutic evidence, factual evidence, to show that it is societal attitudes and often Christian attitudes that internalise homophobia in people, and it is that has to be tackled.
It's one of the things that needs to be tackled. I agree, Colin, you're right there, and people cannot get away with prejudice towards gay folk. It's unfair, it's unhealthy, it's wrong for society, and it's wrong for the individuals.
So why would you want to counsel people then? I mean, aren't you taking the path of least resistance by saying we'll change the person rather than the society?
Well, but we are in the process of changing society. We are.
How are you if you're offering counselling to people who are gay to try and change them to be straight?
But we're not offering counselling to those who are perfectly happy in their homosexual way of being. We're offering it to those who, after a considered journey in their lives, wish to do something else. They're tired of being gay. It hasn't delivered the goods. They haven't found the relationships that they want. They've had significant mental health or other physical problems. They want something else. Okay. Surely that's not something we should deny them,
Colin,
if it's possible.
What is the matter with it? If people do genuinely want to change, and we admit perhaps they want to change because of a societal issue, but they genuinely want to change themselves, what is the matter with seeking counselling?
I wouldn't stand in the way of what Chorus Youth Trust is doing. I simply think it's wrong. And what is wrong is that it's based on a false premise. It is based, I suspect, on the belief, theologically, that being gay is wrong. That being sexual... OK, so you think it's fine that that two men can have a sexual relationship?
I think that if that is an adult choice, that is up to those individuals. I certainly do have a perspective spiritually, Colin, but I think the scientific evidence is clear that for some people it's possible, not everybody, and therefore we need to keep that door open for those who genuinely are in a position to seek it.
You call it science. I think it's a full science. I think it's based indeed on what you would describe as your spiritual ideas. I think it is. It is the idea that it is not okay, it is not healthy and God-given to be fully,
science.
Absolutely gay. In that case, then, therapy would properly address how to help somebody live in their gay identity and find full satisfaction there with another man.
Well, certainly gay-affirming therapists are in a position to do that, but we need to have gender-affirming therapists as well who do not go in that direction. People need to have choice, Colin. We're living in
Heard of a category called gender-affirming therapy.
Okay, I'm going to have to interject there because other people want to speak to you. It's obviously an issue that I don't ever think we'll truly get to the bottom of or reach a happy conclusion with something that is so disparate between two people. But thank you very much for both joining us today. Dr. Mike Davidson, Director of Court Issues Trust, and Reverend Colin Coward there, Director of Changing Attitudes. Really interested in your perspective.